Hello.
Thank you for calling
Hello.
customer support. This is Don returning your call. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi. I'm being charged on my credit card from you guys for $59.95, and it's something that I had called in and canceled, and I have a confirmation number on the cancellation, but you're still trying to charge.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to see what we have going on here. May I start by asking for your zip code, please?
Is 21057.
And that was 21057.
Correct.
Thank you. And could you verify your first and last name for me?
James Hagedorn.
Thank you. And last but not least, your shipping address.
Is 12907 Delaney Valley Road. I had a little brain fart there for a minute.
It happens.
Yeah.
All right. Give me one moment as I get the account located, okay? All right, sir. So I am seeing here where an order was placed on January 22nd. You spoke with an agent on the 22nd as well. From my understanding, you only wanted the mini ear pods, correct?
Correct. Right.
Okay. And let's see.
And I received those, and the bill was on there, and that's fine.
Okay. And so your confusion
And
is where the 59 charge comes from, correct?
correct,
Okay.
$59.95.
Now, when you ordered the product initially, it was ordered within, well, unlike many other businesses, we don't hold our clients accountable for the retail price at the counter. What we do is give a 14-day trial with the product. And once that 14, within that 14-day trial, they're only held accountable for the freight cost. Now, once the 14-day trial expires, however, the client is then billed the retail price of the product. And that's where you see the
Well,
$59.95.
that was never ever indicated anywhere. They said that you're getting these things for, and then, to get those other, there were two other things on there that I canceled because there was no way to get out of it. Seems like a kind of a scam to me. So I'd like to get that charge reversed. And if you want the earplugs back, I'll send them back to you.
All right, give me one moment, sir. Let me see what we can do here, okay?
Sure.
All right, sir. I am still here. I'm just looking. I'm just verifying the solution here, okay?
Okay.
Right. Thank you for being patient.
Yeah, no problem.
Denominator. Say it right here. The numerator and the denominator, which way? Turn upside down. Why you do that? Because it works. And the price starts to be a boss. Crack it down. Why is
but we can win, Chuck.
Okay, sir. So to verify, you can in fact return the product if you're not satisfied with the in the trial price.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Let's see here. Now, what I could do, because there is a $9.95 restocking fee and of course postage fees, what I could
Dude, there's a total freaking scam on your guys' part. It was presented as a gift of some sort for filling out some sort of a survey, which I did for the post office of all things. So you need to make this right down to the $6.95 I paid. I'm returning the whole thing. There's no restocking fee. Get it straight, please.
Okay. And that I do understand, sir. Give me one moment. Let's see here. And while I do understand your frustration, sir, that was actually listed within the terms of conditions. And those are located at the bottom. Did you see this via ad or?
I'm sure I didn't see terms and conditions all the way at the bottom.
Now, upon the initial checkout page, we actually can't ship a product to someone unless the terms and conditions are agreed upon. So that's.
I'm sure I probably agreed on it, but you don't read all that crap. So, I mean, but again, once again, it's like a scam that you guys are running here. It wasn't, you know, it should have been stated up top that the full price for this thing was such. It was presented as being $6.99 or six, whatever the hell I paid.
All right, sir.
Because I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to pay it to the credit card company either, and they're going to come back on you.
And that I do understand, sir. Would you perhaps like the product at a 50%? I could give you 50% of what you pay, sir.
Okay. You know what? That's fine. I'm on a fixed income. I collect a little bit of Social Security every month, and that's it. You know, you can't get a job anymore. I don't take people at my age.
All right, sir. Let me speak with my supervisor, and let me see what I can further do to assist, okay?
Thank you, brother.
No problem.
Or regular fast.
All right, sir. And
Yeah.
so I was granted access to give you a full refund here of the $59.95, as well as cancel the account for you. Now, what that ensures, there'll be no future billings or shipments made to the account.
Okay, great. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm sorry to get so angry, but you know.
No problem. I completely understand, sir. Is there anything else I can do to assist here?
No, at this point, there's nothing. I appreciate your help, though.
No problem. I want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, sir.
Hey, you too, man. Thank you.
Bye-bye.